Affection. A gentle feeling of fondness or liking. Affection is the foundation of human love. Affection that becomes intense is still human love. Affection is an act of our will. We may look kindly or fondly towards something or not. We are commanded to choose the right things on which to bestow our affection. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." As in all the instructions that God has given us, this one is for our good. Humans do not have an infinite capacity for anything. So the choice about what we put our affection on is important. There's an opportunity cost to everything that we pursue. In the case of affection, the opportunity cost is what you are not placing your affection on. Sometimes affection for one thing implies hatred towards something else. This is a very insidious thing. We may not realize that hate has sprung from an inappropriate affection. An example of misplaced affection that is widespread in our society is animal worship. It is apparent from many comments I have read that animal lovers hate animal abusers. If you're an animal lover, your reaction to that statement is absolutely right. How is this affection misplaced? Animals were put on this earth to serve man's needs as food sources and laborers. Nowhere in the Bible does God expect or require men to show animals affection. God's command above is that we place our affection on things above and not things on the earth. God is heavenly. Man, through Christ Jesus, is also heavenly. Christ commanded us to love God and love one another. Again, because of the opportunity cost, we cannot place the appropriate affection on God and humans when we have dedicated a significant part of our affection on animals. Now, it may seem unfair to pick on animal affection when most everyone places significant amounts of affection on things other than God and man. However, when we consider, for instance, a golf lover, for instance, we don't see animosity from them toward non-golf lovers.